There's a hadith about Jannah being for certain inhabitants. They will have a home wherein they can see the outside while sitting in the inside, and they can see through while outside, through into the inside of their house. And that person's wife, he will be able to look at her, even though she's donned in elaborate clothing, he will be able to see through to the marrow of her bones. And this is all indicative of the ethereal reality, the diaphanous quality of paradise that inshallah we all want to attain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every one of us in this room and our friends and families of those. So this is how transparent the heavenly state will be, that he can see through to the bone of his wife, though she's donned in elaborate clothing. So, but it's for a specific individual. This hadith indicates, and who is that individual? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for those with sweet speech. So again, it's one of the things that I would like everyone to go home with, to practice having this beautiful speech, inshallah ta'ala, because in that is one of the main hallmarks of the sunnah. Obviously, every part of the sunnah we need to inculcate in our lives, but speech is one of the main ones that people should recognize us by. That this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person's so beautiful. I mean, this is how people love to be around, because someone who has beautiful speech, you will want to be around that person. They're not going to harm you with their words, and you will get a perfumed state from such words. In fact, I mean, it's very well known among psychologists that they did interviews of people in prison, and the majority of them had horrific words spoken to them, either from their parents or someone in their family saying, you're not going to become anything, you'll end up in jail. You know, these kinds of abusive, vilifying words. So it is back to the potency of words. I think we all realize that. This is why when you get off a phone conversation with someone, we're agitated, we can't do. This is why the ulama, my teacher, Sheikh Muhammad al-Yaqubi, hafizullah, when we first started studying, you know, he would, most of us, sisters especially, we like to talk. So, you know, that was one of the first things he told me. If you talk that much on the phone, you know, you're going to need, and without even any background in psychology, here, that's my background. I studied psychology, and he deduced it. Just one of his first trips to America, he was saying that if you, you know, take away the majority of your phone conversations, that will allow you to accrete knowledge and keep going further on the path. Because every time you're on the phone conversation, and we all know this, we get agitated. If someone says something we don't like, we can't go on and go back into the books. It even happens, you know, now, even after years of discipline on this, if someone says something we don't like, how can we pick up the books and really benefit? Or sit with the teacher and really benefit? So when we practice, though, beautiful speech, after being absorbed in the sunnah, then we can go out, because we will have a buffer of the sunnah, and what people say will not strike us at all. This is why the ulama go to bed with absolutely no ill or rancor for anyone. This is why I said at the beginning, you can lie awake in the morning and think of these thoughts. Don't lie awake at night having worries, because it will be heavy. It will be a heavy burden. So in addition, about Jannah, you might say, well, does Jannah have degrees? Isn't it all the same? Some people have this idea. But obviously we know that it does indeed have degrees. But we should think about it. We constantly make judgments in the dunya about people's homes, their looks, their weight, all these things. We make judgments. Again, going back on the phone, usually, and then we're on the phone, tell it, oh, I just saw so-and-so. Can't believe she gained 10 pounds, or maybe more. SubhanAllah. You know, and perhaps sometimes you tell it to that person. We have constant judgments of people, whereas our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala does not judge us until we arrive in the Akhirah. And this thing is going to continue. in paradise, right, that is the real reality of judgment, because Allah's judgment takes over, not our measly mankind judgments we make continually here. Why does that person have this house? Oh my God, you know, how come she's getting advanced and I'm not? We make constant judgments here, but the real judgments take place in the Akhirah. This is the place we worry about ourselves and leave the judgments to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because then even in Jannah, people will be saying, we'll know who had beautiful speech by that hadith. If he has that type of house, we'll know that that person had beautiful speech. So that's the place to make real judgments. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in addition, another succinct hadith, al-ghiba ashaddu min az-zina. Many might not know this, that backbiting is more severe than adultery. So again, I'm emphasizing, if the Prophet if Islam was spread by the Prophet ﷺ's words, this is why we have to continue to be careful in these matters. So ghibah is a hole. We don't want to fall into that shaitanic trap, inshallah ta'ala. But by watching, again, you see, if we have more silence, don't talk so much, because the longer a conversation gets, we know that the ends become like detritus of our conversation, because we're weak. And whatever we have to say that is important usually comes in the beginning. So the eternal life, and that's the place of realities, and it's the precision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's recompense, the place of real judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharibun aw 'abidu sabilin." So be in the world as if you were a traveler or a stranger, or someone in transit. "Abidu sabilin" means not only a traveler. The first part, a gharib, either a traveler or a stranger in a strange land. So the difference between the two, what is the difference? Gharib, it would mean someone who's traveling and possibly he could have already gotten to his destination. But an abidu sabil is even more emphatic. Abidu sabil is someone in transit, like when we are in the airport shifting to another airplane. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said to be like in the dunya. It encompasses a wide variety of hikam or wisdoms within that succinct hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. In fact, the ulama say the word "o," which is translated as "or," it actually means "bad."